Virginia's most listened to, Tidewater's most talked about radio station. WGH Newport News, serving Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, Portsmouth, Norfolk, and Hampton, 24 hours a day.
Hey, 6 o'clock, huh, in Tidewater?
Yeah. Tidewater, Virginia, is simply, madly, divinely, happily, completely in love with Roger Clark.
Hey, what do you say I want to remind you about something here. Tomorrow is Veterans Day at Nachman's. Bargains for you and every member of your family as well. Shelf from the basement to the third floor. Don't move that. I'm reading it. As Bill Lenz reached over to grab my coffee. I can't handle that, you know. Shop from the basement to the third floor. Downtown stores open at 9:30 a.m., but shop for savings in the Warwick Center store as well. 43 in Tidewater, 43 degrees.
WGH, number
7.
Give me now.
Nancy Webb, Sr.
Becky Pierce, Sr. Debbie Pierce, Sr.
Debbie Sanders, Jr.
Pam Venable, Jr.
Linda Bell, Jr.
Maddie Luter, Jr.
Terry Sturgis, Jr.
Debbie Stanaway, Jr.
You know, the ones who whip up the wind for the mighty Typhoons. Woo! And we would like to thank the local men of music for saluting NAHS on the TH High School Hall of Fame.
We're four members of the Great Tri-High-Y at Mighty Newport.
Brenda Gord, Bart Levine,
Jeannie Easmill,
and Beth Wingrove.
Thanking WGH for saluting the Typhoons on the GH High School Hall of Fame and saying, hang it up, Hampton, cause here we come.
This is senior gentleman of Newport News High School. Give me a B.
B.
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 What do you got?
I'm Susie Davis of Kellam High School, the WGH Platter Princess of the Week,
mm-hmm.
And you're listening to Tidewater Zen Sound for the really in crowd, WGH.
There, okay, it is a double-sided, not a double-sided, but a double, what would you call it, huh? A couple of guys getting together, making a hit there. I wonder what she's doing tonight. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart here on WGH in Old Virginia. Meanwhile, back at the Weather Bureau.
GH, weather word.
Left off the W. WGH. It's going to be cloudy and cold tonight, and again tomorrow, Monday. Low around 36, a high Monday in the upper 40s. Chance of rain 10% tonight, 20% Monday, and 40% Monday night. Our little kids are calling up right now. Is there going to be any school tomorrow? Is there going to snow? No, it's not going to snow, and it's going to be school tomorrow, so knock it off.
Good news to car buyers in Tidewater.
All right. That's the music there of Roy Head. I think Roy passed on a couple years or so ago, one of his big ones, though. Roy is recording a little thing called Treat Her Right.
Well, Chorus, what I'm going to do, see, is I'll come on and say, hi, everybody, this is George Crawford, and then you take it from there, okay?
Yes.
Okay, we'll begin with the letter A.
A.
Always tuned to George Crawford and WGH. B.
B.
Because he brings you music, weather, and time. C.
C.
See if I'm not right when you tune to W.
W.
G.
G.
H.
H.
Okay?
Are you putting me on?
I hope to WGH and George Crawford.
Don't fail to miss it. Each morning at 5 o'clock on GH, it's the George Crawford Show.
Sometimes difficult for the ordinary person to know what's meant by that thorough medical examination that's so frequently recommended.
Meanwhile, what's this?
This is the voice of the crystal ball speaking to the instruments in the orchestra. Good day, violin.
Good day.
Did you hear? The violin can actually speak.
Violin sings a light, chilled the floor like
that. Being the case, we'll move right along to the cello.
Well, all right.
On second thought, Mr. Cello, you're rather grumpy. So goodbye, stringed instrument.
Goodbye.
As we turn now instead to the brass section.
What would you like to play?
Not a thing, Mr. Trumpet. But what is that strange instrument?
I am the voice of the big bassoon.
On that note, I think I'll leave.
George sure has some strange friends, hasn't he, huh? Hey, let's go way back and play good old Golden Goody, way back. This is about 1956, I think, about 1956, remember? Everybody's gone the moon.
Everyone's gone to the moon.
Jonathan King. Have I gone? Have I gone, din-din? Gone, din-din, gonna go moon. Oh, it's 7.5 minutes past 9 o'clock here. Roger Clark, Showtime and Time Water. Glad to see ya. Number five. It's Bobby Fitton here on WGH in Old Virginia, and here comes the fuzz. Here comes the fuzz.
WGH FBI report. Harold James Evans, who made a daring escape after being convicted in Pennsylvania of a series of violent crimes, has been added to the FBI's list of 10 most wanted fugitives. On June 23, 1967, Evans was convicted in an Norristown, Pennsylvania local court of burglary, armed robbery, assault and battery, rape, indecent assault, conspiracy, carrying a deadly weapon, and violation of the National Firearms Act. While being transported on foot from the courthouse to a nearby jail, Evans and a criminal accomplice who were handcuffed together broke free and escaped. Later the same day, Evans' fellow escapee was reportedly sighted on a bridge over the nearby Schuylkill River. 2 days later, this individual's body was found floating in the river. He had apparently died after jumping from the bridge to avoid capture. Evans remains at large. A federal warrant was issued at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, June 27, 1967, charging Evans, an alleged member of a notorious gang of skilled burglars, with unlawful interstate flight to avoid confinement after conviction for felonies. A white American born in Chicago, Illinois, January 13, 1945. He is 5'11" to 6 feet tall, weighs 175 to 210 pounds. Has brown hair, blue eyes, a medium complexion, a stocky build, with scars on his right ear and right hand. The name Annette is tattooed on his left forearm. Evans' hair may be dyed black. He may be wearing black-rimmed glasses. He has worked as a nightclub proprietor, painter, service station attendant, tile setter, and truck driver. Consider Evans armed and extremely dangerous. Report any information concerning him to your nearest FBI office in Norfolk or Newport News.
Philip Sage Lord brings you, FBI and War and Peace. And here comes Stanley Getz and Charles Bird from Chuckatuck and Desifonato. A little culture, a little class on here. Who says we ain't got none, huh?
This the Newport News High School Key Club saying,
strawberry shortcake, huckleberry jam, Hampton High ain't worth a clackers.
Blackers. Oh, okay.
Debbie.
Janet.
Sam.
Debbie.
Roger.
Joel.
Oh.
Doss.
This is the JV cheerleaders of Newport News High School saying, 2 minutes, 5 days, success, the dough. All for GH, then I'm in love. Put down your funky wang nose. Yeah!
I gotta know how to spell it first.
Hi, this is Dole Taylor Jr.,
Patty Bear Jr.,
Pam Weaver Jr.,
Joyce Linhart Sr.,
Captain Anita Gore Sr.,
Brenda Smith Sr.,
Betty Clark Sr.,
Cindy Spall Jr.,
Maria Cruz Sr.,
the varsity cheerleaders of Newport News High School asking, is there a topping in the crowd? Yeah!
Yeah, there!
Yeah, there!
Ready, rock!
Crackers.
Hi, this is Beth Wingraver, Jr. at Newport News High School, thanking the WGH Men of Music for saluting the Typhoons on the GH High School Hall of Fame.
Think nothing of it, my dear. Well, we got a last pooch here, last dog department. A filched canine has occurred. Someone swiped, no, let's see, a light brown and white terrier. A female answering to the name of Mike. Why do they call a female Mike? Well, Michelle, no, it's Mike, wearing a dark brown collar with a Fort Eustace tag, has been lost this evening in the Warwick Mobile Home area on Jefferson Avenue, just below the Interstate 64 interchange. Anyone finding this dog, which was intended as a gift to a young boy, is asked to call either of two numbers, 722-2035 or 877-9386. As a light brown and white terrier, female answering the name of Mike, wearing a dark brown collar with a Fort Eustis tag, okay? So check them out there. Let's get going.
WGH in all Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Shoo-doo-wop-bada.
Hey, that's all there is. There ain't no more. How about that, huh? It's 10:55.
The Yemeni father charged with his two sons in New York with plotting to assassinate President-elect Nixon has been described as a man of good manners who cared nothing about WGH.
Here, Virginia's most honored news operation. Reporting on WGH Newport News, serving Chesapeake, Hampton, Portsmouth, Virginia Beach, and Norfolk. 24 hours a day.
This is Silhouette. That's right. This is Silhouette.